Hey, baby. No, you're fine. Calm down, calm down, calm down. Okay. I know you're angry. I know you're angry right now. No, I'm not leaving. No. You're not gonna hurt me. You're fine. Yell if you need to. Whatever you need to do, just do it. How about you sit? Can you sit down? Can you sit down with me, please? Please? There's a start. Just breathe. All right, tell me what happened. Okay, you don't have to talk about it. That's fine. No, I told you I'm not leaving. I know how you get when you're angry. It's fine. Be crazy. Do what you need to do. I've seen worse. See, there you go. Just breathe. You're human. It's okay to be angry. Whatever it is, I'm sure there's a reason for it. But think about it. You're not going to solve anything when you're this upset. You're not thinking clearly. You'll figure it out. Whatever it is, you'll figure it out. You'll make a decision. You'll talk to someone. You'll use that brain of yours. But right now you can't because you're impulsive and you're reacting to it because of the way you feel about it. Whatever it is, it's okay. It sucks. No, I'm not saying that whatever happened was not warranted and how you're feeling isn't the right way to feel. Every emotion is valid. That's fine. No, don't put your phone down. Give me your phone. Come on, give me your phone. Do you trust me? Just give me your phone. I'll give it right back when you're more calm. Thank you. Here, I'm putting it right over here. It's not going anywhere. You'll be fine without it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to patronize you. You're kind of cute when you're angry. Violent, a little bit scary, but cute. You're smiling. You'll figure it out, I promise. Just like you figure everything else out. This isn't the first time a problem has come up. This isn't the first time you've been upset. You'll figure it out. And you'll do it in a way that you will be proud of and not out of anger, or you say the things you don't mean. No, what you need to do right now is just take a break. Come here. Come here. Come here. Just lay down. See? Is that better? No, you don't need to tell me. No, don't even think about it. Just don't even think about it. You're not thinking clearly anyway. There's no point thinking about Plus, I like my furniture and all the Christmas ornaments that are up, and I really don't want you to break anything, so you're gonna stay right here. Yeah. I still miss that vase, by the way. I'm sorry. 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 No, it's fine. It was an ugly vase anyway. But I still miss it. What do you mean, what are you gonna do? You're gonna lay right here and calm down. Remember, you're not thinking logically, you're thinking impulsively. So whatever you do right now is not going to be the real you. It's not going to be authentic. It's going to be a defense because you're trying to prove something to yourself. You're trying to keep yourself from showing any weakness. But the truth is, you're upset. You're hurt. Someone pissed you off. Someone disrespected you. Someone didn't do what they said they were going to do. They didn't show integrity. And of course, you're going to react to that. It's normal. The best thing to do, though, is not to react the same way back, but to give it some time. You're human. Oh my goodness. You're human. I've been angry, too. You've seen me when I'm angry. My southern mama comes out of me. I get it. I understand. Well, I don't understand. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know how you feel. But I've been
in that kind of situation before too. Give yourself permission to stop and breathe and laugh. Give yourself permission to feel what you're feeling. Because if you repress it, if you push it down, it's just going to get bigger and bigger, and then you're going to break something. Exactly. You're going to do something that you'll regret. And you know that you don't want to do that. You're smarter than that. Yes, you are. Quit dissing your intelligence. You know that you're smart. Yeah, you figured that out too. Look, we'll sit down and you can tell me what happened and we'll like write up like a list of options you have and then we'll pick the best one. It's okay to process things. It's fine to do that. And yeah, and then we can go get food because I'm hungry. And you probably are too. But this could just be you being hangry right now. Like you could just be really, really hungry and that's what's making you angry. I know I'm right. I know I'm right. Always right. Well, move over. I got to snuggle into you. You smell good. I'll keep you safe, even if it's from yourself. I know you like your back rubs. Running my hands up and down your shoulders. Running my nails along your spine. Over your arms. Just breathe. It'll be okay. It'll be just fine. Hey, a nap wouldn't hurt. You can sleep if you need to. Is that better? Just trust me, okay? It's okay. Just let me see. It's okay to show me this. You don't have to be strong and perfect all the time. And this isn't a sign of any weakness. It's okay to be upset. Don't apologize for it. It's okay. I'm just glad that you came home. I'm glad that you told me. At least a little bit of what's going on. And that you didn't just run out and do something that you know that you'll regret later. That you trust me enough to let me see you like that. That means more to me than anything. Like I said, you'll figure it out. You know what you're doing. Give yourself some credit. Worked this hard, you've put so much into this, you've made so many really big decisions, and every single one that you had to make, you had a moment, you got worried, something went wrong, as it always typically does, and then you figured it out. And no, there's really never a right or wrong decision, there's just a decision, and later on you end up regretting it or being happy for it. That's just how it is, how life works. Because you're growing with each one of those decisions. And they help to educate the next one. So look back at all of the times you've been in this same position. Someone's upset you. Someone's gotten under your skin. Even me. I mean, God, I've done it too. There are times where I have been not the best partner, or I've said something I really shouldn't have, or said it in the wrong context, and we've gotten into it. But we figure it out. Make it work. Putting in the effort is all that matters. That shows your character. And as much as you like to deny it, you have a good character. Sometimes. This is one of those hard moments of why of doing the work that you do. There are so many great things that you've been able to accomplish, but this is one of those moments where you're tested. But you'll make it. You'll figure it out. And then you'll grow from that too. You're already getting better. I mean, good Lord. If this had been 2 months ago, I don't know if you would have come home. Probably would have gone out and either A, broken something, or punched a hole in a wall, or punched somebody in the face, or done something really intense like that, or you would have, like, gone out and repressed it by drinking, or working extra hours, or getting that gigantic extra-large pizza that you got that one time. No, that's called heartburn, and numbing your feelings. But it tastes so good. I know, it's okay. But this time, what was your thought process? That happened, you felt angry, you got pissed off, you came home, you ranted and raved and rambled and did what you need to do, and now you're taking a moment for yourself to process it. That's not only is that called maturity, but it's called growth. Now granted, if the next time this happens, you don't do that, it's not of your fault. You're learning. You're taking everything step by step. I'm here if you need me. If you need someone to listen. If you need someone to bounce ideas off of. You just need me to hold you like this. I'm here. Now, I see your eyes. They're getting heavy and you're getting sleepy. Here, I'll look at the clock. Let's do like 5 minutes. Let's take a 5-minute nap. Even if it's just a rest, just close your eyes. And you can keep holding me. I'll keep rubbing your arms. Just let it go.